Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the Vedic astrologer who cares what you put into your body. I'm really excited about the show we have today. We're going to be talking about gemstones and how they can affect your life. And then we'll be getting the dirty little secret about what goes, what's behind these stones and what's going on, what you need to look out for when you're buying stones. We've got Jay Boyle here with us, who is a graduate gemologist. He's got over 30 years experience in the field, and he has bought and sold more gemstones than virtually anybody on the planet and is credited as being the leading expert in the field. Welcome, Jay.
Hello, Michelle.
It's great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Wonderful to be here also. Not sure where we're going, but I'm happy to be connected. And if we have any questions about gems, I might be able to answer them.
Okay, great. Well, I think the first place to start is to explain to people how gemstones can impact their life, because it's used in Vedic astrology. They're used for remedial measures. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. When most people think about gemstones, they think about jewelry, and jewelry is generally not related to the use that I've specialized in for many years, which is jewelry is primarily for show and power and to show people what you have in terms of wealth, and there's an element of beauty involved as well. But the use of natural, untreated, and flawless gemstones for Vedic astrology, that's astrology from India, and that's been around for quite a few thousands of years, and according to one's place and date and time of birth, one's astrology chart is known, and then in the Vedic system there are things called upayas, which are procedures that you can take, things you can do to change and impact your life in a positive way. In other words, it isn't just fixed. If you have certain areas of life that are need a little helping, let's say some people they have challenges in their areas of life and relationships. Some people it's health, some people it's finances or career, and not always, but frequently there are some gemstones that can be prescribed by the Vedic astrology that will improve those areas of life, and it's most people have never considered this. It sounds like a wild concept. Certainly when I first heard about it over 30 years ago, I was a total skeptic, but I've come to see that with the proper astrological prescription, in other words, if you have a good astrologer that has a real good birth time, someone like yourself, I would assume, that knows how to recommend gemstones, and then if you get the right quality gemstone, that's very, very important. The degree of flawlessness, the fact that it hasn't been treated, is critical to the effectiveness. Then you can very positively impact certain areas of life by wearing that gemstone.
Yes, you can. And I've used them a lot in my practice, and I've seen the results. It's great. So let's say somebody has an afflicted Jupiter, which is the planet of prosperity and affluence and abundance. What gemstone would you recommend for them?
The gemstone for the planet Jupiter is yellow sapphire, unheated yellow sapphire, eye flawless, a yellow sapphire of generally about 2 carats or 1¾ carats and larger. The larger you get, if the color and the clarity are equal, the more powerful it would be. But generally 2 carats to 5 or 6 carat size for unheated yellow sapphire.
Mm-hmm. Now, the sapphires, though, the yellow sapphires, are they getting harder and harder to come by?
Oh, for sure. That's yes, indeed, that is the case. I've been dealing in these gems for well over 30 years, and I go to the source to buy the gems, which whether it's be Sri Lanka or Tanzania or Burma or Colombia, and buying the stones at the primary source where they come out of the ground, it's always a negotiated price, and the people that are selling them at the source are trying to get the highest price, and people like myself are trying to get the lowest price, and we come to an agreement. For instance, a fine unheated yellow sapphire, let's take a 5-carat stone. Mm-hmm. A top 5-carat stone when I first started in the business in 1980-81, I was selling for $100 per carat. That same stone today is over $1,000 a carat. Mm. So prices have gone up. It's not that unusual. Many things in $1980 cost a lot more in 2013 dollars. But gemstones do stay significantly ahead of inflation always. And so they have gotten a lot more expensive.
Okay. We got a instant message here. It's, and I don't know how to pronounce this, so I'm going to spell it. C-H-A-L-C-O-P-Y-R-I-T-E. I guess that's chalcopyrite, heated or treated to make the rainbow colors. Do you know that stone?
Chalcopyrite.
Oh, chalcopyrite. Thank you. Thank you, Chrissy.
Chalcopyrite?
Yeah, chalcopyrite.
It is not a traditional, transparent faceted gemstone, which are the type that work best for the purpose that we're discussing for Vedic astrology and for Ayurvedic purposes, for health purposes. It is, there are several hundred species of gemstones, and, some of them are not traditional for this use, so that is not one that I'm familiar with in terms of using it for this purpose.
Okay. Sounds good. So this brings up an issue. Okay, so how is this different from, okay, people get birthstones, you know, and like they're born I guess it's July or something. I guess Pearl's your birthstone or something like that. How is this different from that?
That's a very good question. It sounds like it's using birthstones because it's your date of birth and it's a gemstone. But the fact of the matter is that the birthstone system in the United States was really constructed by a group of jewelers and jewelry marketers, about 100 years ago. And it's very loosely related to this ancient system. So loosely related that it isn't equivalent at all. In the Vedic system, for instance, I'm born on November 24th. Now, in the normal astrological Western astrology, that makes me a Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. And, but the truth of the matter is that in the Vedic system, I'm a Virgo because it has to do with the exact time, place, and date where the planets were on the horizon when you were born. And the Vedic astrology compensates for, now, correct me if I'm wrong because I'm not an astrologer, but there's something called the Earth's parallax, which it wobbles on its axis.
Right.
And this wobbling changes where the sky is over a period of 25,000 years. There is this wobbling effect. The Vedic system takes this into account. The Western system didn't. And there's currently about 23.5 degrees difference in the Vedic system and the Western system. And also, the Western system primarily talks about where your sun is, your sun sign, whereas the Vedic system is your rising sign, which is slightly different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, well, that's great to know. We're going to take a quick break here in just a minute. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more about gemstones. And also, we are going to talk about the types of gemstones that we use for the Vedic astrology charts, the ones that can impact your life. Now, Jay does have a website. It's astrologicalgem.com. So for more information, you can go there. He is going to be giving a 10% discount to anybody who's listened to the show if they call in within the next 60 days. And so his phone number is 1-800-559-5090. 1-800-559-5090. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition, or to schedule an astrology reading, contact me at themichellebondshow.com or 888-713-5331. We will be right back, so stay tuned.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Jay Boyle with us, and we're talking about gemstones. So we were discussing before the break how there's a ton of gemstones out there, but only a few are used in Vedic astrology, and only a few actually can be used to affect changes in your life. So what are some of those gemstones, Jay?
Yes, the main gemstones, the primary gemstones that are related to the planets are ruby for the sun, pearl for the moon, a blue sapphire for Saturn, yellow sapphire for Jupiter, diamond for Venus, emerald for Mercury, and then there are two shadowy planets in the ancient system of the Vedic system. They didn't know about the outer planets, Pluto and Uranus. So there are two shadowy planets, which are Rahu and Ketu. And Rahu is Hessenite garnet, is the gemstone. It's called Gometa. And Ketu is Cat's Eye Chrysoberyl. Those are the primary gemstones. And they should all be as flawless as possible as the species allows. And they should all be, if at all possible, completely untreated. That means not heat-treated, not irradiated. That's important for the vibratory energy of the gems to have the potency and the purity to actually have a noticeable effect on your life.
Right. Now, to let people know what Rahu and Ketu are, they are the shadow planet of the moon. So Rahu is the north shadow of the moon, and Ketu is the south shadow of the moon. So they're not really planets, even though we consider them to be planets. They still have energy. And they impact they cause the eclipses. So, that's why we call them the shadow planets, because they cause the shadows when there's eclipse. So that's what they are. And, you don't really find them, I don't think, in Western astrology. I don't think they recognize Rahu and Ketu. They look at the outer planets, even though I'm a Neo-Vedic astrologer and I look at the outer planets as well. We have Rahu and Ketu as causing the eclipses, and that's what we look at there. Yes, so the reason why we don't use other gemstones, even though there's quite a few out there, thousands, we only use ones that represent the different planets. So if your chart has, say, Jupiter afflicted, then you might want to start wearing a yellow sapphire to strengthen the Jupiter. The thing of it is, though, is that you can't just go out, you shouldn't just go out, you can, but you shouldn't just go out and buy some gemstones based on something that somebody has told you. You really need to have a Vedic astrologer look at your chart, because whereas you might think something is causing a problem, it might be caused by something else, and you could get the wrong gemstone and end up doing harm instead of making it better, improving your circumstances. So that's the thing, is that I want to make sure you guys don't just go out there and start buying up a bunch of gemstones thinking it's going to improve your life when you really need to speak to a Vedic astrologer first so that they can make their recommendations. So Jay, you travel all over the world buying gems. Why don't you tell us a story about, you're telling me about how you went into Sri Lanka to get some gems, and the tigers or whatever they're called had just...
Oh, you want an adventure story related to gem hunting?
Yeah.
Is that what you're after?
Yeah.
I have some of those. You know, as you said, traditionally, the business that I'm in is going to the source where the gems are mined, and then, you know, long distance traveling. Nowadays it's easier than it used to be, but long distance traveling to the source, specialized knowledge about the gems as they come out of the ground, how to cut them, how to improve them with cutting, buying them, bringing them back to wherever your market is, but today the market is the entire world, and then having a reasonable markup and selling them for a profit. That's the gem business. That's what I've been doing for since 1980. And I've been to most of the major mining areas where the gems are found. I mean, here's one adventure story. Let me just think. when I went to Burma in 2002, Myanmar it's called now, but Burma used to be one of the very finest sources for fine rubies and sapphires. Not many rubies come out of there, and the sapphires are very limited also now. But in 2002, that wasn't the case, and I was there traveling. I had gotten permission from the Burmese government because besides Astrological Gem, which is my own personal business, I'm also a senior buyer for a TV shopping network called Jewelry Television. And for them, I'm traveling, not all the time, but I'm frequently traveling around the world, going to the major sources, going to major international trade shows, searching and hunting for the right quality gems for their market, as well as the right quality gems for my market. And I was able to get the Burmese government to allow me to visit this region in northern Burma called Mogok, the Mogok Valley, which is about 140 kilometers north of Mandalay. And this was unusual because the Mogok Valley is where all the fine rubies and sapphires from history have been found, and the government of Burma really doesn't want gem dealers going there. They would like to keep all of the gems there and have them go to the annual auction. So for almost 40 years, Mogok area has been off limits to nearly everyone, nearly all white men and women. But I was able to get permission because I wrote a letter saying I was a buyer for a TV shopping network. We sold many, many millions of gems, and we wanted to educate and promote people about the wonderful qualities of gemstones from Burma. I got permission, and we went there. There was a general that there was an acquaintance of a gem dealer, a friend of mine. He also had a travel agent company, so we booked a tour. We were locked in our rooms every night because we had some, I call them CIA type people from the Burmese government. They met us at the airport. They were our tour guides, if you will. They drove us around to the mines, and they literally locked us in our motel cabins at night. I stayed in a motel called the Butterfly Motel. They hadn't had any visitors for 10 years. But one day we ventured out of Mogok and we went up to another valley, and we went to a mining area up there, and we spent a couple of hours at this Burmese peridot mine. And it was a wonderful experience for all of us. And we were just getting ready to leave, and as we were leaving, a convoy of Burmese army people started to creep up this mountain road. And they came within about 100 yards of us, and all of a sudden they stopped. And the colonel, who was the head of this convoy, there were about 100 Burmese soldiers, and there was a kind of a smaller vehicle in front that had a machine gun on it. And he started barking some orders, and these 50 or so soldiers poured off of the trucks, and they surrounded us, cocked their weapons, their AK-47s, pointed them at us. And this Burmese colonel, who, as it turns out, Michelle, he was in charge of controlling all of the 600 or 700 mines in this region of around 20 or 30 miles. He had just been put in charge by another general, and he wasn't informed that I had permission to be there. So here I am, a white man, in a off-limits place. So he gave orders, get him. Surround them. They cocked their weapons. I'm surrounded by Burmese army guys. They cocked weapons, locked and loaded. He storms up there, starts yelling and screaming at me, demands my passport. I didn't know what he was saying, but the guy next to me said, he wants your passport. I gave my passport, and I'm thinking, I've gone too far. I'm dead now. You know, because in those days, the Burmese people could put you away, and there was no due process that would come from it. Fortunately, I had permission from higher levels in the government, and the Burmese CIA guides that were with us, they quickly produced the letters that were from the general that was this colonel's boss, saying that we had permission to be there. And then within just a matter of moments, we diffused that whole moment, and then I took a photograph of the Burmese general, which you can see on my website if you go to some of my gem buying trip pictures. But that was a moment where, for about a minute and a half, I thought, Jay, you've gone too far. You're dead.
Yes.
But not so.
People don't realize how dangerous that can be, you know, going to some of these foreign countries to get these gems. him.
Yeah, it's a funny thing that I've never really quite understood, but the vast majority of the fine quality gems that are mined and found are in remote third world countries where the governments are very different than ours. I mean, there are some sapphires from Montana and there is some peridot from Arizona, but generally there's not many gems found in the United States. But, you know, Tanzania, Burma, Mozambique, places like this where Colombia, where the rule of law is a little bit different than it is here. This is where many of the precious gemstones have come from, antiquity times right up into modern times.
Yes, and that's very interesting. We've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to find out more about some of the stories and what we should look for when we're buying gems. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition, or to schedule an astrology reading, contact me at themichellebondshow.com or 888-713-5331. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we're talking with Jay Boyle about gemstones. Now he does have a website where you can go and sign up for his free newsletter so you can learn more about what he does and about gemstones. It's astrologicalgem.com, astrologicalgem.com. And Jay is also giving a 10% discount when you call in within the next 60 days. So you can find his phone number there, but I'll also give it to you here. It's 1-800-559-5090. 1-800-559-5090. Now, Jim, you were telling us some stories about your adventures getting gemstones. But how did you get interested in this? How did you find that this is what you wanted to do?
Well, I was what I call a late bloomer. I graduated with a degree in speech pathology and audiology. I never worked in the field. When I came out of college, I didn't know what to do, and I kind of traveled around, and I was always wondering what it is that I'm supposed to do, because I had a feeling that it was something that it would be very cool to do, something that would be fun, something I would love to do, and it wouldn't be like work, but I didn't have a clue what it would be. So for many years, I was just kind of looking for something and not finding it. Then in the summer of 79, I was on a long meditation course in Amherst, Massachusetts. About 4,000 people, we were meditating close to 8 hours a day for 40 days straight. And at the end of that time, I was in a pretty rarefied state of mind. And a friend of mine said, "You see that guy over there? He imports rubies from Thailand." I heard that phrase, and it was just an instant recognition of that was the aha moment of that's what I'm supposed to do. I don't know how I know it, knew it so certainly, but I absolutely did. And I asked him how to get in the business. He said, "Become a gemologist, work for somebody for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, so you figure out the business, and then go on your own." And it was great advice, but I didn't take it. I just jumped right in. And later on, within a year, I did become a gemologist and instantly went overseas and started buying at the source. But it's a hard business to learn. You really can't learn it in the academic classroom where you become a gemologist. You have to learn the trading side of the business by actually buying and selling, by making quite a few errors over time. So the first 5 to 10 years, it was a long learning curve. In the next 10 years, I got better. In the last 10 years, I've been better still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does take a while. So that's great. The other question is, we got an instant message here, is do you cut your own gemstones?
I do not cut my own gemstones, but the gemstones that I purchase, I frequently have them recut almost always. What I mean by that is, let's say I go to Sri Lanka, I will buy a sapphire, maybe I'll buy 5 or 6 sapphires during the day, and a typical day in Sri Lanka, I'll be sitting in someone's office, they'll have a notice will go out that this buyer from America, he's here for 5 days, he wants to buy these gems, and the word goes out all over the island where the miners are. They all come and they sit in the outer office. There might be 40 or 50 gem miners out there waiting to show me what they have. And then one by one I see them. If I see something I like, I'll then negotiate and try to buy it. But in almost every case, Michelle, when I buy a sapphire in Sri Lanka, it has to be recut because it's so poorly proportioned. It's what we call native cut, and mm-hmm. it wouldn't be pretty because it's very poorly proportioned, because when the miners find it, they put a few facets on it to try to make it a gem, but they don't want to grind it away. They want to sell it for as much weight as they can. So part of the skill I developed was seeing a stone that is native cut, poorly cut, poor symmetry, and then guessing what the finished gem will be after it's recut properly. If I buy a 5-carat sapphire, but it's a little on the flat side and lopsided, it might end up being a 2.5-carat finished sapphire with perfect proportions. It might also improve the color when I recut it, or it might also lose the color when I recut it, and it might improve the clarity if I recut it. So I had to learn that by buying, sitting with the cutter at night, telling him to recut this way, keeping good records of the before weight, what my guess was, and what the finished weight was, and over a period of a decade or so, I became expert at doing that. So I don't cut them myself, but I give them to a cutter, and I tell them what I want them to do with it.
Okay. And so what are some pitfalls? What are some things that people should look out for when they're buying gemstones?
Gosh, there's quite a few. The fact that I was a gemologist and trained by the Gemological Institute of America and then for the first 10 years made all kinds of mistakes gives testament that there's lots of ways to make mistakes. And one of my newsletters archived on my website is the top 10 errors, top 10 mistakes you can make by buying gemstones overseas, but I'll just cover a few of them. One of them is, it's common in every overseas location where gems are sold, even close to the mines, there are man-made synthetic gems that are offered as natural gems, you know, at that time. So you kind of have to watch out for that. The method is all of the local sellers know who the dealers are that have the fake stones, but the kind of the rule of law is there. If they stand in line, when it comes their time, they can show you the fake stones. What you have to do is exhibit the knowledge and wisdom to say, not this, I only want the real ones, and shoo them away. And pretty soon, you'll only see the natural stones. But so watch out for man-made gems. Nearly every gemstone can be synthesized, grown in the laboratory. Sometimes they're given native cuts to make them look like they just came out of the ground. They're also sometimes treated in different ways to give them the appearance of being a treated stone that's heat treated at the source. So it's a little tricky. Emeralds are also very tricky to purchase because emeralds by nature have lots of cracks and flaws within them. That's the way they're grown. They're hydrothermally grown, meaning under a lot of pressure and liquid such that emeralds have relatively poor durability because of the cracks and the flaws. And so when I'm buying emeralds or when anyone buys them, you have to pay particularly close attention to where the cracks are. Do they come to the surface, particularly cracks that come to the surface on the corners of an emerald? Mm-hmm. If it's an emerald cut, a square shape or rectangular shape, those can, if they're hit, once it's mudded, if they're hit a certain way, maybe that corner can break off. Being able to evaluate how much an emerald has been oiled or clarity enhanced to improve the apparent clarity is a skill set that takes a long, long time to evaluate. So emeralds are kind of the trickiest gems to buy. And then for this purpose, it's very important not to buy and not for me to resell heated blue sapphires. In the old Vedic texts, they say that heat treatment of blue sapphires is bad for the heater, bad for the seller, and bad for the wearer. It's just not something that should be done. Yet only about 2% of blue sapphires mined don't have to be heat treated in one of five different ways. So the vast majority of sapphires that come out of the ground are heat treated in one of five different ways. One has to develop the expertise to recognize this, you know, at the point of purchase. And the point of purchase might be someone's office in Sri Lanka, or it might be a square in an open square morning sunlight in Ratnapur, the mining area, or it might be an office in Chonburi, Thailand, where the ruby was cut that came from Burma. So you have to be able to recognize it there, because you really can't you don't have time, if you're buying the primary markets like I do, you don't have time to take the stone and evaluate it with other experts. You have to be the expert yourself or buy somewhere up the supply chain where someone else has already done that. But at any rate, there are lots of errors to make, whether it's heated, whether it's treated, whether it's irradiated, how it's been treated, if it's poorly cut and the stone might break when it's set. So there's many things like this.
Now, I've heard you talk about telling these people that you'll buy it if it checks out at the lab. Now, do they have labs in places like Sri Lanka and Burma where you can have these stones checked out right there?
Not in Burma. Certainly not in Burma. In Sri Lanka, in the old days, they did not have. Nowadays, there are a couple of labs in Colombo. These are people that became gemologists, maybe in the GIA where I went to school, or now there's the Asian Institute of Gemological Science in Bangkok, and they set up a laboratory. The labs in Sri Lanka are not 100% accurate. The truth of the matter is no labs are 100% accurate, but the top labs in the United States, which are AGL, the American Gemological Laboratory, and GIA, the Gemological Institute of America. Those two labs can be trusted when it comes to is it a natural sapphire, is it heat treated or not heat treated, and in many cases they can give you the country of origin, which sometimes can impact the price, whether it's from Sri Lanka or whether it's from Burma, for instance. So, but in the old days in Sri Lanka, there weren't any labs. But if someone was saying, here's a sapphire, blue sapphire, and I would say, I'd look at it with my loupe that has a light on it, and I would suspect that it was heat treated because of the internal characteristics under magnification look like they're modified by heat. And I would look at the seller and I would say, is this stone heated? And there's a few standard responses. If they say, oh no sir, this stone, I was told this stone is not heated. If they say, I was told this is not heated, then it probably is. If they say, I absolutely guarantee it, then one question I used to ask, okay, but if I send it to the lab and if it comes back heated, then you're going to owe me more money. Then they say, oh, no, then maybe this one is heated. Maybe I made a mistake. So you have to kind of push them on it. You have to know where to push them on it because you can't do it with every stone or else your questions become meaningless. So again, you have to have the specialized knowledge to recognize it. And then, even then, when you confront the seller, It's very frequent, Michelle, that the seller will either outright lie or bend a lie or having a way to say, well, I thought it was, but I'm not positive. And then you know for sure that they know that it is heated. But
okay,
when it all comes down
great.
To it,
Jay, yes. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have to take another quick break.
Sure. Okay.
When we come back, then we'll finish that. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition, go to themichellebondshow.com or call 713-5331. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
If you are new to Quantum Techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banners section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We had Jay Boyle with us today talking about gemstones, and right now we're talking about how to not get taken, what to look out for when you're buying gems. Now, one of the ways that you can be taken is to buy a gemstone that is not registered with GIA or AGL. Gemstone. So, Jay, do you want to talk some more about that? The different labs.
Sure, sure, Michelle. For the non-expert, if you're buying an expensive gemstone, you frequently want that gemstone to be certified by a well-respected independent gemological laboratory. And you should jot these two down. Those of you listening would be the GIA, Gemological Institute of America, GIA, and the AGL. American Gemological Institute. AGL is in New York. GIA has a lab in New York as well as Carlsbad, California. GIA has a very good educational program that trains gemologists. They've trained perhaps hundreds of thousands of gemologists by now. I was trained there in 1980 and became a graduate gemologist. But it's important to know that not all GIA graduate gemologists just because someone was trained there doesn't mean that they're the sort of expert that the gemological laboratory itself is. The gemological laboratory has trained gemologists, but they have master gemologists that oversee those gemologists. And once you become a gemologist, which only takes 6 months of intensive training, it's a beginning, but you're not a world-class expert. The GIA lab and the AGL lab, they are world-class experts. There's a couple of other labs overseas, but for our listening audience mostly, these are the two important labs in the United States. There are a few other labs that sound similar, that their results are not as strict, let's say, as GIA and AGL. And one is IGI. In the International Gemological Institute. Kind of sounds like GIA, but it's not. IGI. Right. And then there's EGL, the European Gemological Laboratory. They do diamonds. And EGL labs, they will typically grade the diamond, at a higher color grade and a higher clarity grade than one that the same diamond would get graded at GIA. So when you're shopping for diamonds and certified diamonds, it's important to know that not all diamond certificates are the same. GIA and AGL are the best labs.
Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure that your stones have that rating and not anything else. Okay, so what is another tip for buying gemstones?
Well, another tip for buying gemstones, it's very difficult to become an expert yourself. It took me decades of practice. So you have to find someone that you can trust in order to do business with them, because ultimately you have to place your trust in the hands of someone else, and they have to be trustworthy. So do your homework, get some referrals, know who you're dealing with, make sure that you have an unconditional money-back guarantee. We give an unconditional 15-day money-back guarantee. It gives you the time to perhaps get a third-party verification. That's always a good idea. If someone wants a GIA or an AGL certified certificate on one of the gemstones that I've bought but haven't certified it, then we will guarantee that it will grade as we say it does or refund their money. That's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. So protect yourself with who you're doing business with. That's the first rule, and make sure that you're that you know that the person you're doing business with is highly reputable. Not everybody on the internet is in that category of no problem. You can trust everybody that has a website. There's no controls, no quality controls. The jewelry industry itself has almost no controlling influences. So you have to really know who you're doing business with.
Yeah, you sure do.
You have some personal experience there yourself, I think, Michelle.
Yes, I have. And I look back on that day that I made that decision to buy that particular gemstone, and I think, what was I thinking? But, you know, the thing of it is that my Venus, I do have a very strong Venus in Leo, so I love gemstones. But, but that was not the time for me to be buying. I should have known better as an astrologer. It was being eclipsed, so it was afflicted, so I ended up with afflicted gems.
And you probably ran into a pretty good salesperson.
Ran into a real good salesperson. But anyway, you learn your lessons and you move forward. I will never do that again. I will be definitely contacting you.
Well, that's part of the information we're trying to give people is, you have to do a little homework. You have to know who you're doing business with, and that's important to get a fair shake.
Yeah. Because, you might know this stuff, but, we're not all experts. And I've gone overseas, and I bought some yellow sapphire in Sri Lanka and a pink one in Sri Lanka. And this is before I knew you. And I would love for you to take a look at it.
Sure.
To see if it's cut right, so, because that would be interesting to know. But anyway, so you don't want to get yourself ripped off. So make sure that you get these certifications. It's very important, and also that you shop with a reputable dealer and don't listen to a real smooth salesperson, because they'll tell you whatever you want to hear. Okay, is there one more tip you can give us?
Sure. Another tip is... not all gems are priced the same. They are more like works of art than a true commodity. For instance, I buy some rubies for some of the TV shopping networks for as little as $3 or $4 or $5 a carat. I also buy some rubies for as much as $20,000 or $30,000 a carat. What's the difference? Well, there's a great deal of difference in the purity of the stone, whether it's treated, the degree of flawlessness, and the color and the size. They all make a difference, and as well as where is the country of origin. Is it Burmese or is it from Thailand, let's say? So knowing all these things is critical. So when you shop, let's say, for a ruby, it's very common. Someone will say, well, what does a 1-carat ruby cost? That's a question that's very similar to what is a painting that is 24 by 16 inches cost? It's virtually a meaningless question. You cannot shop for gems by price alone, because there is a quality for the gem at every price point that you're shopping. And because of that, many sellers take advantage of the lack of understanding of what quality sells for what price, which takes decades, many decades to learn, even by an expert trader like myself. And so that it's not uncommon to have, and this happens in India quite a bit these days, where a lead glass filled ruby, which can cost $3 or $4 a carat, will be sold by an Indian jeweler for this purpose, for astrological purposes, and it'll be sold for, let's say, $500 to $1,000, and yet it really only costs $10 or $15. Excessive markup in a gemstone that is not right for the purpose. But the average person can't tell, because they look quite similar. But when you have the knowledge that is needed, then you can see through that illusion. So
okay,
not so all gems are the same.
James, sorry.
It's all right.
I want to make sure that our listeners know where to reach you. Astrology.
Good.
Jim, astrologicalgym.com, astrologicalgym.com, 800-559-5090, 800-559-5090. You can go to his website for more information and also call him to get a 10% discount within the next 60 days. So, Jay, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been great having you. And I want to thank our listeners for listening in. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. for a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition, or to schedule an astrology reading, contact me at themichellebondshow.com or 888-713-5331. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday, 2 o'clock Pacific time and 5 o'clock Eastern time. Have a prosperous week. Thank you, Jay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.